97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon. I've been looking forward to this all day. Sue's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Ethan the Hunter. Who knew?
You learn something every day.
You really do. Okay, it is National Gummy Worm Day. National I Love Horses Day. National Be a Dork Day. Okay. Fred, you have the bell.
Oh, he's getting it right now. He's getting it right now.
Okay. Thank you. And finally.
Timing.
Okay. National Tapioca Pudding Day. Oh. Now, there are people who love the tapioca. Michael is one of these people. I do not like the little weird globules in anything I eat. Fred, thoughts?
Oh, I'm anti-tapioca.
Thank you, Heidi Harris.
No, chocolate for me if I'm going to have pudding.
Uh-huh. And globules for you, Ethan.
I don't think I've ever even had tapioca pudding, but it doesn't look very appetizing.
Yeah. If you like bubble tea, you like tapioca.
Never had that either.
Yeah, just a hard pass on that. I think you're fine. But there are tapioca pudding lovers. I'm just not one of them. Okay, we're going to have a little quiz. Now, Ethan will know the answer to this. I'm going to play you some audio. This movie came out 37 years ago today in 1988. See if you could tell what movie this is.
I didn't get that message.
Maybe you should have put it on the bulletin board.
Sorry, Hans, wrong guess.
Would you like to go for double jeopardy where the scores can really change?
Oh, these are very bad for you. Just a fly in the ointment, Hans. The monkey in the wrench.
What do you think,
that's Bruce,
Fred?
Bruce. That's Bruce. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I?
That
sorry.
Is correct. Sure. Wait, do you know the movie? Sorry, Fred. I always let Fred go
no,
first. He's
no,
a
no,
Hall
no.
of Famer.
I don't know the answer, so go ahead.
Heidi, come
yes.
on. You knew it.
It's the movie with the tall building.
Yes, that's true. It's Die Hard.
Oh,
Fred,
thank
hit the bell.
You.
Hit that bell.
That's one of my
right.
favorite Christmas movies.
Exactly. I thought that you might know that. It's a Christmas
Can't
movie, even
I
though
it. Yes.
it came out in July. We'll just overlook that, Fred. Those of us who still believe that it's a Christmas movie, it was set at Christmas.
Never seen
19.
It.
We'll never get over Bruce Willis in the tank top.
No, we
he
won't.
He was just so hot. No,
he
we
was,
won't.
It was such a great movie. Ethan, put that on the list.
I know. The list is getting so long.
And then on this day in history, okay, 19 years ago, in 2006, Twitter was released to the public.
Mm.
That's right. Wow. Twitter is not even 20 years old. Doesn't that blow your mind? It blew mine this morning.
Has
what
grown,
bothers me is yeah, how much time we've all spent on it.
Has
and
grown
Facebook.
Has grown into by far my favorite social media page.
Has it really? What
by
started
far.
As your were you a Snapchat person like the kids?
Yeah, in high school I was definitely a Snapchat fan. I liked Instagram, that was fun. But Twitter, I mean, there's just so much information on sports. The sports world goes through Twitter. I mean, quite literally. And also, there's just a lot of funny stuff on Twitter. Remember, last week, I think, I don't remember who was hosting, but I was scrolling on Twitter at one point during, I think it was an interview, and I just started sitting there laughing, and Sue's like laughing
what
at me laughing.
Laughing at? Yeah.
And I turned, and I just showed her the stupidest meme, and I don't even remember what it was. She's like, this is what you're laughing at? I was like, yeah. I know.
Ethan, didn't you just post something on Twitter like last hour?
Yeah, I tend to be pretty active on Twitter. I'm trying to get my
on X. We should be correct.
X,
I'm sorry.
Yes. Yeah, I did. I just posted a quote from Fred. Brought in some really awesome All-Star Game programs since the All-Star Game is tonight.
Ooh.
From back when it was in St. Louis. And the last two have been 1966 and 2009. And I was reading a quote in the 2009 one that said, "Everyone wants to play in St. Louis. Just ask the guys who play there now. One Cardinal after another swears it's true. Opponents tell them they want to be a part of what goes on at Busch Stadium." And it was a little melancholy because it's not really the case anymore.
Aw, that's kind of nice. Aww. Though. Fred has everything, Heidi.
Everything.
He's got it. Everything. Capital
Thank you.
E, capital yeah. T. Amazon's Prime Day was a huge success. Okay, to the tune of $24 billion.
Holy.
That is the equivalent, they say, of two Black Fridays. Wow. And apparently AI was a big part of the success. So I thought, what? I don't really understand how AI was a part of the success. So I looked it up, but apparently what AI does is recommend products for shoppers. So if you're Googling something, AI will come up and say, oh, well, you know what? Here's what you could get on Prime today at a discount. And it generates product descriptions. They say AI use in Prime Day was up 3,300%.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. From last year?
So 3,300, a normal person would say, but I can't manage that. Yes.
Wow.
That's just nuts.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, does that mean that I, as a shopper, I was actively using the AI, or the AI was used to steer me toward a certain product?
A little bit of both. And mostly it's used to steer you. But what the browsers now use it. So when you do Google something or look something up, they generally give you an AI answer. My phone does that.
Yeah,
right?
I'm getting it all the time now. And I don't know if I've got something set wrong on my settings, but even my emails come with a AI summary of what's in my email.
Oh, yeah, that's the new Gemini on Gmail.
Yes.
Gmail has the new AI, I guess, thing called Gemini, where it'll... I don't know if
it does it for you.
Yeah, it's somewhere it'll send them out for you, kind of communicate what you're trying to communicate. It's crazy.
What does it say? What's the summary? J-U-N-K?
It gives you like little bullet points of what's coming up.
It's crazy.
So you know.
Don't you love corporate email? Every once in a while I get on the corporate email, not very often, but if I do, it's always, oh, somebody left something in the break room. Or I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't want to get on email and read this. Okay, sorry. Did I say that?
Well, the parents of a 5-year-old boy over Prime woke up one morning to find out that he'd ordered a whole bunch of expensive toys on Amazon while they were asleep. You know, that happens quite often. Now, this kid managed to spend over $3,000, but the parents were surprised because they have facial recognition on their phones. And they said what this kid had done was looked under the TV, you know, in the piece of furniture that holds up the TV. Somebody had left an old iPhone in there. And the kid, he's 5, charged it, got into it, and then ordered like multiple driving toys, like the cars you get on and drive as a kid.
5 years old?
That is
5!
Unbelievable.
I don't know if I can do that at my age.
Yeah. I think mom and dad should encourage him so he can buy them all houses when he grows up.
Well, that's a good point, too. But yeah, he spent $3,000 plus worth of stuff. And, you know, if he has the understanding, that was part of the debate. If he has the understanding to plug in the phone, to go into an old phone, to call up Amazon, and to order things he specifically wanted, it wasn't as though he was going, la la la, 6 of this or what? No, he actually chose what he wanted. So the debate, of course, is how purposeful was that? Pretty purposeful.
Here's where kids go wrong in these situations. This was executed perfectly up to this point by this 5-year-old, where you forget is that mom and dad can see those charges and they can question how they got there, right? When those packages show up, that's when things get sticky. Kids are probably just, I'll just hide them in my room. Like, that's probably what the thought was.
And maybe, I mean, he is 5. I don't know if one goes to repercussions that quickly.
Yeah,
he's just got the smarts to actually get in there, which I just found to be kind of amazing. Okay.
That's amazing. But wait a second. If the parent should be to blame for having a kid that's been on the computer this much at 5 years old.
Yeah.
That he knows how to get onto the phone.
Good point.
There's a math professor. It's so hot here. There's a math professor from the University of Cambridge who shared a hack online how to cool down a hot car fast. And I haven't tried this yet, but I just saw it. I guess I could try it. Instead of blasting the AC and waiting forever for it to cool down, try this. Okay. First, you roll down your passenger side window, then open and close your driver's side door 4 or 5 times, like you're fanning the air. And what you're doing is forcing the hot air inside your car out and pulling the cooler air in. And apparently it's effective. One test showed it dropped the inside temp by about 20 degrees in just seconds.
Wow.
So to review,
okay, you
get in, roll down the passenger side window, then open and close your driver's side door four or five times. If somebody wants to try that, let me know how it goes at Susan6768 on X. And this isn't a new idea, by the way. It's been circulating the internet since before 2016. But Thrillist.com ran an experiment to find the fastest way, and it was one of them. So maybe it works. Fred, I feel like you should do this.
I've got it memorized now. I think I will try it.
I'm curious.
I'd be a little more concerned about what people would be like that were looking at me do this way. Is he okay? Just keep slamming his car door. Like, you might have an anger issue.
That's a good question. Do you slam it? Open
no,
and close.
You just kind of fan
just
it.
Just kind of close. Yeah, fan.
It still looks pretty interesting.
Can I just tell you,
sure.
as a female, that's a little concerning because the first thing we want to do when we go to, let's say, Walmart, I'll just pick on Walmart, is get in the car, close the doors and lock them and not be fanning the door, open and close 20 times so someone could sneak up behind us. I'm just saying, right, Sue?
Well, I do understand that. My friend Jane used to always check for men in the back seat when she got in her car at Walmart. You never know, she said. They're sneaky. Okay, now this is my kind of cute story of the day. I love this so much. Okay, a mailman in Texas named Ian Burke adopted a dog he remembered from his old postal route. Fred, give me a bell, please. The owner was a Vietnam vet who recently passed away, and his dog Floyd ended up at a shelter. Now, Ian found out, but had to wait to make sure no one related to the guy came to claim Floyd. And Ian stood outside the shelter waiting for it to open the first day Floyd went up for adoption. And the woman who runs the shelter said it was great to see the old myth about mailmen and dogs isn't always true. And they have the cutest picture online if you do want to look it up. It's adorable. He said he just remembered Floyd from his route. And that Floyd was super nice. He looks like a black lab mix. And would just wag his tail off anytime anybody got close. It was just super cute.
That's such a cute dog name.
Floyd.
Isn't that nice?
I love that.
And finally in Sue's News, we'll take all the goodness away.
Nope.
Because here's today's random fact. In the 1930s, a brand of toilet paper called Northern Bath Tissue marketed itself with the slogan, quote, 100% splinter-free.
Oh!
Because that was not always the guarantee with the toilet paper back then. Ooh. Can you imagine?
Splinter-free.
Yep, 1930s.
That sounds painful.
Okay. 100% splinter-free. And that's it for
Makes you wonder. Years. Makes you wonder what they did before that. That's pretty scary stuff. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate it. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon.